thankful that I am much improved this morning, but still got the brain fog. Looks like it may be permanent.
Yeah.
Not very bad. Go to the book of Hebrews this morning. I'll eventually go to the 10th chapter, but let's read the first few verses of it in chapter 1. Because that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Said God in sundry times and divers manners spoke in time past.
Amen.
Unto the fathers by the prophets. Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory, and express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, is finished. It's done. In this whole book is all drawn off of these first few verses here. It's over in the 10th chapter then. You can hardly leave anything out between here and the first chapter. It all just keeps repeating itself over it, so it must be very important.
Absolutely.
It has come to us that it might reinforce us, his people, in the word and in the promise, that we might be made whole. I guess we'll begin in verse 16. No, verse 15 of the 10th chapter says, Whereof the Holy Ghost also is witness to
us. Yes.
For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days. That's after the law, after Christ has come.
Right.
Saith the Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And that's in the first time he said that. Mm-hmm. In the 8th chapter he said it 2 more times. Mm-hmm. And this is the whole deal. Gonna make a new covenant. Come on, write it up on your hearts. And I'm going to put it in the mind. I think the songwriter might have had that in mind when he said the double cure.
Right.
It's a double cure. That's taken away all our sins. Purged. That's what he said in the beginning. Purged.
Right.
And sat down on the right hand of the Father, hath completed all things. And all that has been said up to this point is centered upon the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
Right.
That's the completion of all of it. That's the redemption that has come, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a covenant. And I'll make it with them. I'll put it on their heart. And I'll put it in their mind.
Right.
So that they will think upon these things and cleanse themselves.
Right.
And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. They're purged, they're taken away. Now where remission of these is, there's no more offering for sin. What is the need of it? When they're purged,
right,
it's done. It's over.
Right.
So there isn't any more need of a sacrifice, because everything has been made whole, and the man has been purged of his sins. He has a double cure.
Right.
Part of it is sanctification. After the cure, then the sanctification. It keeps reinforcing the faith and the hope. And the hope is given by faith. That we will live in a manner that would be pleasing unto our Savior. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. An old temple had a veil in it over the most holy place, the tabernacle. Only had a veil, simply a veil, and had it over. The half over, shut over the most holy place. And only one could enter there was the priest.
Right.
And then only with blood. But then when we look at the blood that that old priest carried in there to enter in without being killed, he is carrying the blood of bulls and goats, which could easily be corrupted. It was going to be corrupted. It had no lasting ability
at all. No.
Nothing. It didn't purge anything. But the blood of Jesus Christ purges a man from his sins and cleanses him.
Yeah.
Well, it must be that the old priesthood that was established under the old covenant must be done away with.
Amen.
Because we have a new priest.
Yeah.
A high priest. And then when we're purged, we become priests ourselves. What a wonderful thought it is that we can enter into the most holy place.
Yeah.
We have that liberty. We're set at liberty to do those things. Enter in to behind the veil through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we think about the blood of Christ, it's kind of like that it's always distilling and condensing and coming down as a dew upon the earth. It's kind of a picture back at the garden, wasn't it, when things were perfect.
Yeah.
Wasn't no hard rain or flood or anything. It was all just a dew that rose up in the night and rained back in the morning.
Yeah.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is always distilling before the Father and coming back as soothed and rain to grow his people.
Right.
Is consecrated for us, that blood. And having a high priest over the house of God, thought you better draw near. How are we going to draw near? With the washing. Over in the book of Ezekiel, the 36th chapter, we were almost there a while ago. Mm-hmm. And verse 25, he said, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you.
Amen.
You shall be clean from all your filthiness, from all your idols, will I cleanse you. So the filthiness is removed, and then the thought of the idol is removed. There's a double cure again, isn't it?
Right.
Cleansed from our sins. And a new heart also will I give you.
Mm-hmm.
And a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I'll give you a heart of flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And I will put my spirit within you. He said this twice, man. I'm going to put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them, and ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God.
Yeah.
You can't make it much more complete than that.
No. That's good.
This is perfection. And the man is perfected in Jesus Christ. That's the way he gets cleansed and can enter into the most holy place where God is. There's a comparison here also of earthly things and heavenly things. How do? We sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Right.
So we draw near with cleansing. Under the old covenant, they had to do all kind of washings, clean the whole thing up, the whole house, and the altar,
and the priest,
and the priest. And then he would enter in with the names of all the tribes, the 12 tribes upon his vesture. But now we enter in individually.
Right.
But we enter in the same way.
Yeah.
Through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Through the faith.
Yes.
Always through the faith. And the doors are open. And a way is made for man that he might enter in.
Right.
That's the reason in the first old tabernacle it was just veiled, but it could be opened up. And the priest could enter in. But not without blood.
Yeah.
Well, once again, the blood he brought in would soon be contaminated. It was earthy.
Yeah.
It was carnal. It was of the earth. But now we have a new and living way that we enter in through veil, and we're washed. So let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. That's taken away. With no more need for sacrifice.
No.
If our conscience be clear, and our hope is in the Lord, and our faith is in Him, and of Him.
Right.
From the need of conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Then verse 23 says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith. Hang on to it. Hold it with all your might.
Yes.
Without wavering. And here's the reason. For he is faithful. That promise. Moses make a new covenant. In the surety of it is Jesus Christ himself.
Amen.
You make yourself. Put it in your heart and write it up on your mind. For he's faithful, that promise. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. These things are necessary. They're absolute must. Yeah. Unto love and good works. Love thy neighbor as thyself, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins.
Yeah.
The sacrifice was made once for all. But a certain fearful looking for the judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. Now he that despised Moses' law died without mercy. Under two or three witnesses, of how much sore punishment, suppose you, shall he be, though worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified, an unholy thing, and hath despised unto the Spirit of grace. Dangerous place, isn't it?
That's right.
If we be purged from our sin, then we will be made holy, clean, holy, acceptable, able, innate to go through the veil unto the most holy place where our God is. And we may sit even in our time in heavenly places. And that's essentially what we're doing this morning, is provoking one another to love and good works. Part of that, of course, is not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. And they do good all the more to see the day approaching.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing that's kind of fearful in these last days, is it seems like it's becoming harder and harder and more difficult all the time to assemble ourselves. Not because we have any physical obstacles, except, again, those infirmities of the flesh, the COVID and the heart problems and all this other stuff that goes along with it. But it's getting more and more difficult because it's more and more worldly things that's put in our pathway out there that would sidetrack us and cause us to go off with that little path of righteousness. Yeah. But the 133rd Psalm, he was talking about that dew. That's a wonderful passage of scripture there. Talks about the dew of Hermon. Descending upon the mountains of Zion. So there is a beautiful picture there, and as they said, going back to the Garden of Eden. It's hard to imagine what that garden was like,
yeah.
Except that
we know there was nothing there that would hinder their worship of God.
Right.
There's nothing about the garden that was evil. In fact, Satan didn't even bother to tempt Adam and Eve with the garden itself. What he did, he tempted them with the word of God, concerning the word of God. All right. Hope we will, and trust that we will think about these things that pertain to us, bringing us to the Lord, opening that door. And God is he that openeth and no man closeth.
Yeah.
But we do need to take heed. If he ever closes that door,